Item of business, the approval of the agenda. Do we have any changes or?
Staff would just note it was revised to amend an item of other business to have the correct name on the title.
Okay. All right. Second item is the approval of minutes for, this was December
14th.
Thank you. Anybody have any changes or to the minutes?
Recommend approval as submitted.
Okay.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the minutes as submitted. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Excellent. Moving on, we're going to old business tonight. First on our agenda is 2017-13, Lovett's Reserve, Jacqueline N. Lovett and Shannon Lovett.
Madam Chairperson, I move that we grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2017-13 for Lovett's Reserve, Jacqueline M. Lovett and Sharon Lovett, based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. Excuse me. One, the applicant is seeking approval of a subdivision within the environmentally sensitive developing area and the AR1 zoning district. The applicant is seeking cluster lots with a minimum area of 7,500 square feet. The average lot size is 10,003 square feet. Two, the proposed subdivision will have no more than 30 lots on 14.27 acres. This results in a density that is within the maximum density permitted in the AR1 zone. Three, this subdivision will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or area roadways. Four, the proposed subdivision meets the purpose and standards of the subdivision code, and the applicant has addressed the requirements of section 99-9C of the code. Five, the subdivision contains approximately 4.55 acres of open space, which is equal to nearly 32% of the site. Six, the property will be served by central water and sewer. Seven, the development complies with the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan as a low density single family dwelling subdivision. Eight, a waiver from the buffer requirement along Camp Arrowhead Road is appropriate under section 99-5 of the subdivision code. This will allow the buffer to consist of a combination of landscaping, fencing, and open space, but only in the buffer area directly along the road frontage. All other buffer areas shall comply with the vegetation requirements of section 99-5. Nine, this preliminary approval is subject to the following. A, there shall be no more than 31 lots within the subdivision. B, the developer shall establish a homeowners association responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. C, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sediment control facilities. D, a forested or landscape buffer of at least 20 feet in depth shall be installed along the entire perimeter of the project with the exception of the buffer area along Camp Arrowhead Road, which may be a combination of vegetation, fencing, and open space. The final site plan shall contain a landscape plan for all of these areas. E, as proffered by the applicant, sidewalks shall be installed within the subdivision as shown on the preliminary site plan. F, the subdivision shall be served by a central sewer system. G, the subdivision shall be served by a publicly regulated central water system providing drinking water and fire protection. H, street design shall meet or exceed Sussex County standards. I, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. J, deliveries of dirt, fill, or other similar materials shall only be made to or from the site between the hours of 8 a.m. through 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. K, there shall be vehicle interconnectivity available between this subdivision and the property to the north in the event it is ever developed. This can be limited to emergency use only. This interconnectivity shall be shown on the final site plan. L, a revised preliminary site plan either depicting or noting these conditions must be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning. M, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. Madam Chairperson, that is my motion.
Okay.
Can I make one just suggestion on that?
Sure.
On item K, with the vehicle interconnectivity, you know, there was a question in the hearing about what that means, whether it should be paved or, you know, or whatever. Maybe a better way to word that, there shall be vehicle interconnectivity available between the subdivision and the property to the north to allow emergency vehicles access in the event that property is ever developed. Just so it's clear that, you know, however they do it, and I don't know, maybe we want to reflect that in the minutes, you know, we're not saying it has to be paved or...
saying it has to be able to...
be used.
To hold a car or a vehicle for
yeah.
emergency
yeah. Yeah.
reasons. Okay.
Yeah.
You have a question?
No, just saying maybe usable vehicle or...
Like Bob, would you think should we? It's almost like we need some kind of a spec. If I was to say something right now, it would be something like, I mean, if I was trying to qualify it, the terms of it, it'd be something like to whatever our subdivision roads, how they're built, with the exception of the asphalt, they can put 2 inches of topsoil on so that cars can drive through or something. Or gravel, or
just I would, if they, as long as they make it so a vehicle can travel on it, I think we're.
Well, I mean, I think what you're suggesting
yes.
works.
I mean,
I think that's as okay. good as anything. It's just a meet or exceed county street design, except for it doesn't have to be paved.
It can be
covered with a minimal layer of topsoil and seeded or whatever. I mean, however you want to do it.
Because if you have a snowstorm like we just had and you have, you know, 100 cars driving across it, once they get through the topsoil, they'll be able to keep going.
Yeah, that's right. Well, they don't put a foot of topsoil.
Exactly.
That's why I said minimal topsoil.
Minimal topsoil.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that, yeah.
Minimal topsoil, not
want,
to exceed 2 inches.
We don't want it to be the spoil
so.
Site for the topsoil.
I think we have an engineer out here. He might have an opinion, but yeah, okay. Something like that.
Let me just give it a try here. Just give me a second. Yeah, and as Mr. Hopkins, as you were reading that, you know, we'd had some thoughts earlier
sure.
about it, and
sure.
I reading it again. How about so we add a sentence to that? The interconnectivity shall meet or exceed Sussex County standards with the exception of the pavement requirements, and this can be covered with topsoil or similar materials. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's just sometimes on paving you might have, you know, four inches and whatever.
Okay.
I would probably try to keep it at about 2 inches of topsoil, but maybe that's being way too specific
okay.
tonight.
Okay.
And you can also do it as
fine.
You do pavers, and the
two
grass can grow
not
up through the pavers.
Yeah.
So there's
about
different
area.
Options.
Just not to
I've
exceed
seen.
2 inches. How about
okay.
that?
Of topsoil?
Topsoil not to exceed okay. 2 inches.
No.
Yeah,
nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Well, it,
second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. I guess any other discussion?
No.
All right.
I'll let it out.
We have a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? No. Motion carries 4-0. Thank you very much. Next item on our agenda, change in zone number 1839, Dale Lomas. She's Seashore Highway Associates, LLC. Anybody have any discussion on that? Or
Madam Chairperson, just for the record, I have not participated in this one. Reviewed the file or frankly talked to anybody about it, and I'm going to recuse myself from any discussions. If you have any questions, I think maybe there have been some commissioners that have talked to counsel for Moore and Rutt, but if you have any questions on it, I would ask that you certainly not involve me and direct them to Jamie Sharp or Everett Moore. So thank you.
Fair enough.
Well, Madam Chairman, this one is a good deal more problematic, I think, than the last one. You know, during our land use plan process, much discussion about Route 9, how things should be done on Route 9, where they should take place. The fact that we didn't want Route 9 to be quite as heavily commercially populated as Route 24 has become. We talked about trying to cluster commercial development around intersections, signalized intersections, and so on. And I also want to remind everyone that that this commission makes a recommendation to County Council. County Council has the last word, and I have
don't even know if this motion will even get a second, but I want to read this motion into the record because I feel like it's time for us to begin to addressing these situations here. So, Madam Chairman, I move that we recommend denial of change of zone number 1839 for Dale Lomas Seashore Highway Associates LLC for the change in zone from AR1 to CR1 based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. Number one, the site is located along Route 9. It is surrounded by residential and older commercial uses. This does not make it an appropriate location for CR1 zoning. I would also point out that CR1 zoning is a very broad zoning classification and allows all manner of things, and this is a concern as well. The other commercially zoned properties were zoned there over 20 years ago, and the character of the area is different now than it was when those properties were rezoned. Two, many nearby properties, including the adjacent property to the west and properties across Route 9, are zoned agricultural residential, and the purposes of the AR zoning district regulations seek to prevent untimely scattering of more dense urban uses, which should be confined to areas planned for efficient extension of public services. The proposed rezoning is contrary to the general zoning in this area. Three, according to the county's comprehensive land use plan, the site is identified as being within the low density areas. CR1 zoning can be considered within this land use classification. However, business development should be largely confined to businesses that address the needs of single family residences and agriculture. This rezoning may not meet the needs of the single family residence and agricultural. Four, according to the zoning code, CR1 zoning is appropriate, quote, to provide sufficient space and appropriate locations for a wide variety of commercial and miscellaneous service activities, generally serving a wide area and located particularly along certain existing major thoroughfares where a general mixture of commercial and service activities now exist. This application does not satisfy this purpose of CR1 zoning as the area is primarily residential. Additionally, sewer is not available to this property. Five, the CR1 district is the most intense commercial zoning district in the county. It is not appropriate in this location as there are 44 single family residences and 60 manufactured homes within 1,000 feet of the property. Six, the rezoning is inconsistent with the developing character of the area and will adversely affect the neighboring properties and roadways. Seven, the proposed project does not meet the purpose of the zoning ordinance since the proposed rezoning will not promote the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of Sussex County and its residents. Number eight, there was significant opposition to the rezoning and the arguments raised by the opposition were compelling. Madam Chairman, that's my motion.
Thank you, Mr. Wheeler.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to deny zoning change for Dale Lomas. All in favor, say aye.
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 When you say in favor, you mean in favor of the motion. Okay, sorry.
In favor of the motion.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, motion carried 4-0. Okay, that's right, you seconded it. I'm sorry. I'm still new to this. All right, next on the agenda, we have change in zone number 1840, Preston and Brenda Brazier.
Okay. Madam Chairperson, I move that we recommend approval for change of zone 1840 for Preston and Brenda Brazier for a change in zone from AR1, agricultural residential, to CR1, commercial residential, based on the record made during a public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the property is adjacent to property that is currently zoned commercial. It is also near an intersection that is completely zoned commercial. There are intensive commercial uses at the intersection, including a large supermarket, 84 Lumber, Bob's Marine, and other similar type commercial uses. Am I saying something? Oh, okay. Okay, the property is no longer appropriate for residential use. The applicant testified that the existing commercial uses are not compatible with the continued residential use of the property, and there was evidence in the record that the entire area is trending toward commercial zonings, with multiple commercial rezonings approved over the past several years. According to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, the site is in the highway commercial area and the environmentally sensitive developing area. CR1 is appropriate in these areas. The rezoning will not adversely affect neighboring properties or roadways. Any development of the property will require a site plan review by the Planning and Zoning Commission, as well as entrance approval from DLDOT. And rezoning, this rezoning complies with the purpose of the CR district as set forth in Comprehensive Land Zoning Code. And that is my motion.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve change in zone number 1840, Preston and Brenda Frazier. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries 4-0. Next up, we have change in zone number 1841, Lemuel H. Hickman, GST Exempt Trust, FBO Brenton. I mess this one up every time. Archit.
Archit. That's a tough one.
Archit.
Archit. Okay. Thank you.
Madam Chairperson, I move that we recommend approval for change of zone 1841 for Lemuel H. Hickman, GST Exempt Trust, FBO Brenton Archit, for a change in zone from AR1, resident agricultural residential, to B1, neighborhood business, based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The property is located at the intersection of Byer Road and Double Bridges Road. The property is also in an area with a substantial amount of existing and approved residential lots and dwellings. This is an appropriate location for B1 zoning, which is intended to provide neighborhood business and small-scale commercial and retail activities. The location will lessen congestion on the area roads and streets by providing small neighborhood businesses serving residents and visitors in the nearby area without having to travel Route 26 or other beach areas. The property will be served by central sewer and water, and according to the comprehensive plan, the site is in the environmentally sensitive development area. B1 zoning is appropriate in this area. Rezoning will not adversely affect the neighboring properties or roadways, and any development of the property will require site plan review by the Planning and Zoning Commission, as well as entrance approval from the Department of Transportation. This recommendation for approval of B1 neighborhood business and the limited uses permitted in that district should not be viewed as a precedent for additional, more intensive commercial rezonings in the area. This this zoning to B1 at this location, at this intersection, is appropriate to serve the residents and visitors of the area. No parties appeared in opposition to the rezoning application, and the rezoning complies with the purpose of the B1 district set forth in the Sussex County Zoning Code. That is my motion.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second for change in zone number 1841. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? No. Motion carries 4-0. Next, we have change in zone number 1842, Carmelita L. Pavlosky and Carl Meek. Anybody have anything on that?
Madam Chairperson.
You're pretty open with whatever you want.
It just comes out. Madam Chairperson.
We're fine. Anyway.
I move that we recommend approval of change of zone number 1842 for Carmelita Pavlosky for a change in zone from AR1 agricultural residential to B1 neighborhood business based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the property has historically been used for commercial purposes, including two prior conditional uses. Prior uses include a lawn care service and barbecue stand. With this historical use of the property, this is an appropriate location for B1 zoning, which is intended to provide for neighborhood businesses and small-scale commercial and retail activities. Two, this use will allow the property owners to redevelop and clean up the property with appropriate small-scale uses that are permitted under the B1 zone. Three, the property will be served by Sussex County Sewer. Four, according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, the site is in the environmentally sensitive development area. B1 zoning is appropriate in this area. Five, the rezoning will not adversely affect neighboring properties or roadways. Six, any development of the property will require site plan review by the Planning and Zoning Commission, as well as entrance approval from the Department of Transportation. Seven, No parties appeared in opposition to the rezoning application. 8, the rezoning complies with the purpose of the B1 district as set forth in the Sussex County Zoning Code. Madam Chairperson, that is my motion.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second for CZ number 1842, Carmelita Pavlovsky and Carl Meek. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? No. Motion carries 4-0. All right, it's now time for our public hearings. If you'll turn your attention to our esteemed counsel, Mr. Robertson, to my left. He will give us some guidelines on how we conduct our hearings and how we request that you conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Madam Chairperson.
Chairwoman.
I'm not going to get upset.
Thanks.
No matter what.
He's funny.
As the chair stated, this is the time for the scheduled public hearings before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on tonight's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. And please don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings, and we also ask that you follow the directions of the chairman. If you have a telephone or similar device, we also ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings this evening will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that has been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission and may present any relevant exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicants and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chair will invite public comments. Supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that that person identify themselves and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission, please come up to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and also avoid being repetitious. The chair does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and she has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone that is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. Also, Sussex County in its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. During the proceedings, no direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. Finally, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. An individual supporting or opposing the application will only be allowed one opportunity to speak to the commission. Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right, our first public hearing tonight is number 2017-14, Sharon Dahl.
Thank you. This is a standard subdivision. The standard subdivision proposes to subdivide 6.483 acres into four single-family lots. The property is located on the north side of White Deer Road, Road 508, approximately 460 feet east of Mount Hermon Circle, Road 507. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. The 911 address is 4743 White Deer Road, Delmar. The tax map is District 532, Map 11, Parcel 6. Staff would submit into the record a subdivision plan, comments from the Sussex Conservation District, comments from the Delaware Electric Co-op, who stated that the property is not in their jurisdiction, comments from the Mapping and Addressing Department, the Public Health Department, the Department of Engineering, the Division of Public Works, and the Utility Planning Division, and DENREC Air Quality Division. Thank you.
Okay. Is there anyone here representing this application? Please come up. All right, would you please state your name and address for the record?
I'm Sharon Dahl. I live at 4743 White Deer Road, Delmar, Delaware, 19940.
Thank you. Okay. All right. You have anything you'd like to add for the record?
I wanted to divide this property Originally, I'd put it on Wilpon like when I passed, but I had a very close call January 18th, unexpected complete kidney failure. And they told me I wouldn't have a second chance if I did it again. So I said to my kids, hey, I would like this for Christmas. Please, all of you, go and do what you need to do to divide the land so that each can have it, and I'll know in my heart it'll be done. So that's what we did.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Thank you. Well, why don't we see if we have any questions from anybody here on the commission. Why don't we start with Mr. Wheatley. Do you have any questions?
Thank you, Madam Chairperson. I visited the site. I'm familiar with the area. I understand the application. I don't have any questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions, thank you.
No questions.
I also checked everything out. I have no questions either. So
thank you.
We'll see if anybody else has something to say. Any questions you have? You guys can you may have a
thank
seat
you.
Until.
Thank you.
All right, Mrs. Wells, do you have any?
Well,
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I
just wanted.
Cornwall.
That's okay. I know. Very confusing. I also like to note that they are asking for a waiver request from the 20-foot forested landscape buffer, and I believe they're also asking for a waiver from the street design standards. So I wanted to make sure those got into the record.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Mrs. Walls, do you have any?
Nothing from me. Thank you.
Mr.
Yeah, just for staff, I guess, just to confirm for the record, it complies with the subdivision code in every respect as far as lot sizes and widths and dimensions and frontage and everything?
That is correct.
Okay.
And I'll get it straight next time. All right, is there anyone here who would like to speak in favor of this application? Is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition to this application? Any other questions from you? I'm closing the public hearing in, and you may stay with us the rest of the evening to see if we rule on this, or you can call the office in the morning to see if we've made any decisions. Thank you.